Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I tend to listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Good evening, and welcome to Man Up with Carl Bott, Ted Leidy, Perry Crimmins, and our guest, Mike Huber.
The man, the myth, the legend, and the song.
That's right. Soon to be a book.
Not available in stores. You got to go to usgunpro.com.
That's
right. Mean exclusive.
It's an audio. It's an audio, so you can listen to it while you're shooting.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm... Yeah, sometimes...
You know, we have microphones up here, so you don't have to, you know...
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get our...
whiskey open.
Our libations open.
Yeah. All right.
As a tap.
You know, it's not true that the only reason we invite Perry is because he brings really good bourbon in. I do not know who wrote that in the bathroom, but it is not true.
Have Perry on your show. He always brings good booze.
And the other thing, too, here's Liam, our producer. And I asked him one day. I said, hey, Liam, do you... He says, I'm not old enough.
No, he's not old enough.
I have not asked him since. Okay. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our show, the fourth Thursday of each month. And sometimes it's just me in here because my Ponyo, my wingman, has got cartels putting guns up against his head. And the other guys just don't show up.
That's true.
That's true. But if you have a gun up against your head, I'll give you a slide once. Anyway.
Is that it?
It is 115 degrees.
That's what I'm talking about.
And we have a way of talking about heat here in Man Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait a minute. Here it comes.
You know who I feel sorry for?
Wait a minute. He's getting ready to blow it out of here. Are you listening there?
Yeah. Sorry, Arrakis is screwing up, so I'm fixing it.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, it's so hot.
What's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot as this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking. Can you tell me what
it's crotch pot cooking. You know how you do that? You just walk down the street. Crotch pot cooking.
You know who I feel sorry for?
Okay.
Mike Krueger. The weatherman. He's got to have the most boring job on the planet.
Well, you know.
And today it's going to be, guess what?
Damn hot.
Damn hot. Okay.
Damn hot.
What's new on the streets?
It is. No, he's got to say this. He said, you know, it's going to be crotch pot cooking hot. Everybody knows what that is.
Oh, yeah.
That's hot.
That is hot. I feel sorry. Every morning gets on there on my TV, you know, we're getting ready. And I was telling my wife, watch this. I know exactly what he's going to say. It's going to be hot. She's like, yeah, Ted, I hear that every morning from you. That's not funny anymore. I'm like, it's going to be hot. I know it's going to be hot. And
Liam does the weather sometimes. And I said, what's the weather look like? Liam, he goes, it's hot. It's going to be hot. And that's good enough. Everybody understands.
Yeah. We're in Reading.
These are the survival months. That's what I call them.
Seriously, I have one of those dynamometer thermometers. I popped a 156 on the asphalt today outside my shop.
Okay.
No
and
way.
This is one. Okay. So, Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, said they're getting people in there that pass out, either the homeless or whatever, and they fall on the concrete, coming in with second-degree burns on their body. And it wasn't the 156 degrees. It was like maybe 100 degrees out there, and that's how hot it is. So you can imagine. That's why when people walking your dog out there, put your hand on the concrete. And if you can't keep your hand there, that's what that dog is bouncing
around. The difference is my dog has learned that the black stuff is really hot. The concrete's actually cooler because it's white, and then the dirt is the preferred thing.
Yeah, the dirt.
Go on the dirty side.
Hey, what do you do? Is there anything being hunted? Anything being hunted out there?
If they decide to come out of the shade, maybe.
you know, somebody said they saw a mountain lion blowing on a deer because it was so warm.
Trying to cool it
before
off.
Before he ate it. Yeah.
So. That's likely. Well, actually, we do start hunting deer on Monday. So on the 1st of August, believe it or not.
1st of August.
Yeah. I'll be out there.
It's not fair hunting anything that's laying there prostrate from heat exhaustion.
Well, it's supposed to be actually below 100 next week. So
it is. It's supposed to hit 99. So, all right. So, I got today Kevin Tedder from North County Skull Works brought my European mount of the boar we killed last year. And he's had it for a while because it takes a while to do this. And it is, he just has just done a beautiful job.
Those beetles eat slow.
They eat slow, and then you got to get all the grease off. But then you put it on this oak. What did you put it on?
It looks pedestal. Cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah,
maple. He put it on maple. And so it is absolutely beautiful. And Perry and Ted were with me that day when we harvested this little devil. And
yeah, I heard that was a crazy story. Should you go over that?
Perry leaping to the side because the boar ran behind him, and Perry wanted me to get a shot. So he ran in circles for a minute and then dove for the ground.
And I'm sure some of the listeners have heard the story previously. And,
but it changes.
And I mean, a good thing or a bad thing, it seems like every time we do something together, there is a good story.
Always a good story.
Yeah, Perry's rolling around the ground. I keep telling Carl, just shoot him again, shoot him again. Carl's like, what about Perry? I'm like, Perry's used to this. Perry does this for a living, you know. He knew the risk when he took
the
job.
He knew the risk.
He knew.
And, you know,
he
and
knew.
The funny thing was,
don't put him in
he knew. We exaggerate a little bit, but this is true. When he dove for the ground, while he was diving, he put his hands over his
ears.
Yes,
he did.
Because
he did.
Heard that before.
Yeah. And then the boar came down the trail at us. And that's when I got to hear Ted's voice, which is always a calm guy. Shoot it again. But every
again,
time
Carl.
He said it, his voice got higher. Shoot it again.
Shoot again, Carl.
And thank goodness there was a small little piece of fence in the way. When it leapt our way, it got tangled in the fence.
It did. It hit the fence and then came. And then we. Anyway, that's over. I have it. I'm going to put a
beautiful
picture mount. Of it on Facebook.
Got it right here. It's
if
beautiful.
You care. Anyway, so what's going on?
Well,
it's dang hot.
Dang hot. the Bruin case, the Supreme Court's got the whole state in an uproar. It's kind of fun. You know, I'm involved a lot in the Bay Area and Los Angeles area with these agencies. And everybody is kind of in a hold pattern right now as the applications stack to the roof in these offices because, they basically threw out the only excuse that these non-issuing counties had, which was your risk level. So basically what these counties were saying was, if you're rich or carry a lot of money, then your life is worth more than somebody who is not rich and doesn't carry a lot of money. So, oh, by the way, and in the case of Santa Clara County, if you can make $10,000 contribution to the campaign fund for the sheriff, doesn't hurt either. So the Supreme Court said, look, risk levels mean nothing. The Second Amendment is the Second Amendment. So you can toss out all those risk level ideas. And you can come up with a new plan. And so it means nothing to us in Shasta County because we've always had great Second Amendment leaders, right? And all the other counties that surround us. But as you move south, there is some real, real, real shock and awe going on in places like San Mateo County, which has turned out to be a really good county. I'm talking with them. But Santa Clara County,
Riverside.
Alameda County, Riverside County, which was a pretty good issuer. I mean, they issue permits. It's just that they have so many instructors, they don't know who's qualified and who's not, because this SB 918, this next piece of legislation, is going to change the qualification for all CCW instructors in the state. So no longer can you be an NRA instructor and have the sheriff say, hey, you're good to go in my county. You have to be a DOJ instructor now. So that makes a big difference. A big difference.
Okay.
So there are many, many CCW instructors, even in this county, that I know of, that do not have a DOJ certification, because it's kind of a pain in the rear end. You know, you got to do a life scan, you got to get a COE, and you got to update the COE every year for $97. And I mean, you've got a lot of stuff going on with that particular side of it. You know, that they want to change the initial class to a minimum of 16 hours, a renewal class to a minimum of 8. Everybody has to have an interview. Everybody has to have 3 letters of reference, including your cohabitant who you live with. I mean, it just goes nuts. The response to the Bruin case out of the Supreme Court. So. There's a lot been going on in my life.
On that one is the so it's not enough that you just go through a class that you have a clean record. Now you got to get letters of reference from people, including somebody that lives in your house. This is so ridiculous, and this is going to go straight back up to the Supreme Court.
Of course it is, yeah. Because it's so overreaching.
And what about that? The other law they're putting, so you cannot. So what it results in is it ends all of the trap shooting and small bore shooting in every school.
Yeah, youth firearm marketing. It's like,
here's the thing.
So every high school trap team is disqualified, but. And here's the deal. I talked with some folks from Fish and Wildlife, and it does not affect their hunter safety program. It only affects outside youth programs.
Well, and here's why. Because I received the email from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife also. They are stating that they and their employees are not firearms industry professionals. So it does not affect them. But what they don't understand, and much like is the case with the state 9 days out of 10, is that almost everybody that teaches hunters education is a firearms industry professional. Right. Almost everybody. Well, let's call it 70% easy, right? Because they teach them in gun shops and sportsmen's stores and sportsmen's warehouse stores and things like that. So you cannot take a youth into those, under the law, 2571, you cannot take a youth into those organizations and teach, train, coach, mentor, counsel, or even show a youth with a gun in one of those places because that is now, and it's already passed, is a crime. So we've already talked to the Foothill High Trap Club. They're working their way through it.
It actually never passed because I didn't vote on it. Well, no,
it was signed into law. Yeah. So it's,
which this is, never get that. Whatever happened to this voting thing that we do?
Well, problem is we know how it's kind of going anyway.
Yeah.
But, so lots of stuff going on in the gun world. I mean, tons of stuff going on in the gun world.
Well, it's one of those things that we got to take a break here. But when Gavin runs for president, even though, as somebody said the other day, he said he wasn't going to run. He didn't want to run for president. And my answer to that was, were his lips moving? When he runs, it's laws like this that will take those people on the edge and says, hey, we want to end the trap shooting in high schools. Something that these kids
that you signed into law.
And Gavin Newsom pushed it through. Yeah. So,
I can't see that making it before the court, too.
Well, we have to educate our fellow voters because here's the thing. I always said whoever ran with Kamala Harris has no chance of winning. Just look at San Francisco. Just look at San Francisco, where she was a district attorney, right? And then she was the AG in the state of California. And look at it. I mean, California's the laughingstock of the nation. So look at that. But guess what? They put her on the ticket, and they won. So you just need to educate your fellow voters and make sure all friends and family get out to vote.
I heard Newsom was headed to Florida, wasn't he?
I heard he bought a vacation home there, DeSantis.
It's a little-known fact, but Newsom does not live in California. He lives in Texas because when he talks about freedom. That's, it's because he lives in Texas.
You can smell it.
We can, we got to take a break and we'll be right back.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Man Up with Ted Leidy, Perry Crimmins, Carl Bott, and our guest, Mike Huber. So, Mike's been racing his car.
Oh, man.
And racing his car.
I love those videos, man. Keep sending the videos. So my wife thinks I have a porn addiction. Watching your videos at night.
You went to the...
What's the problem?
Redwood Sports Car Club, and you did something called the Hill...
The Corbell Hill Climb.
Hill Climb. Yep. And what is that?
So what they do is they there's a section east of Blue Lake where there's the Corbell Mill. I think Trinity River owns it now. But it's this cool little hill where you go up. It's a two-lane road, but we close it off. We have 10 workstations, ambulance, you know, EMPs. We have it's all time. And then they also have a speed trap where they set up a radar gun and they can get your time. And then it's very sanctioned. In fact, because of my car, I run these R compounds. I have to run a Hans device.
A compound? He's talking about tires.
Tires, yeah. Right. So when you run the R compound, that's super soft. You get a lot of grip. And it was probably the funnest thing I've done, and the most scariest thing too.
But. He's got a video that shows his show outside the looking forward in the windshield, but has all the stats on it and all the telemetry, so you can see how fast he's going. Mm-hmm. He goes anywhere from 26 miles an hour to
97
up this thing, and constant turning and squealing and all this.
Yeah, it was.
Were any deer in the course?
Oh yeah, so that was the craziest thing. I'm working a workstation, and all of a sudden you see a deer kind of go across, and it just keeps going, and I'm like, so if we see a deer, are we supposed to like call it in? Not if it's not on the track anymore. Okay, because the cars come up about every 45 seconds. You know, you'll hear the car coming up, and then once it goes by, you have to call the station in. So part of racing is working. So you have to work because it's just not free.
You've got to put
in your time. And so never got over 70 degrees over there. That was the most phenomenal thing was, 110 here. And I'm going down this weekend to Thunder Hill to race. It's going to be 104 or 5 there. That's miserable. But
so you should have plenty of traction.
Oh, yeah. Great traction. In fact, you have to cool your tires down with water. They get so hot. Rerun.
To me, a true, like a street racer like that is at the end of your hill climb is that you pop the tires off, put regular ones back on, put the tires in a little trailer you could pull behind your vet. And come home.
Okay, so that's the guy that got number two. He does that. He drives a Tesla. He comes in there with Tesla? Race tires, puts them on, races, puts the street tires back on, and goes back down the hill. Mm. Oh, it was that thing is phenomenal. He got
now that
second.
To me is what you do with the race tires.
Well, he puts them in a trailer and he tows it down the hill
behind
the Tesla. Yeah, they can.
Well, who? You can put a hitch on it. How does he get the vet? Oh.
No, this is the Tesla they got.
That's what I'm saying, though. You should take it off the vet. Put your regular street tires on it, put a little trailer behind it, and pull a trailer back with your vet.
That's why.
That, to me, is you know.
But, Carl, there's a point when you're manning up and you realize that I like luxury. I'd rather just tow it behind my truck and not worry about it.
I'm thinking you ought to get a luggage rack on top and just side-by-side those tires on the way home.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you won't be able to go through the drive-thru or anything at McDonald's, but, you know.
So the latest thing is we're doing a lot of autocross locally down at the Speedway.
That's right. Speedway has an autocross track out there.
Yes, we do. We use the parking lot. And I think eventually we're hoping it towards the end of the fall we're going to do a
route.
Now,
we're talking about the drag strip now.
Well, that we're still working on that. We got to work out. That's next year's, hopefully, schedule. We'll work something out.
But they're still doing drag races down there.
Well, the part of the drag strip is the parking lot, which is a drift pad, and it can be an autocross pad. But we're always looking for a place to race. So, but we are doing potentially a rallycross, which rallycross is in the dirt down there for just an exhibition race in October. No. So, like Subarus.
So that's a third set of tires.
Yeah, that's. But well, you can what about take the razor on it.
What about Pine Street? You know, to me, Pine Street is perfect. It is long. Well, and if, you know, they're set for 35 miles an hour, right? But if you do 70, it works too.
Time to life.
Okay, Carl, I'm just, you know, because we're on the radio, I am a big safety guy. So that, you know, we never do anything off road, anything. And most of the things, you know, in fact, everything we do has insurance.
Hubert,
because you have
to. Man the heck up.
Okay.
Man up. I don't want to talk about safety in my hour. This is my hour. I want to talk about the dangerous things you do. That's Come on, let's hear it.
Just say it. Just say that sometimes when you're doing like 85, you reach down and you unfasten your seatbelt.
Or you can tell us all about the white car.
I have some interesting
The white car is fine, you know.
I have some interesting news. I don't know if you all saw that today, but they're shutting down the third floor of the jail.
Oh, I read. Yes,
they're
saw the
undersheriff. They're shutting down the third floor
of
the
jail. Is it lack of staffing?
Lack of staffing. Man, these guys are working 7 days a week. They're canceling vacation, so that turns 100 people loose. Plus, in Lassen, we used to send a number of prisoners up to Lassen, but they're having the same problem with getting employees, correctional officers. So they are shutting down the third floor. Now, if you remember, this happened before several years ago when we went through that, recession back then, and they lost people because they had let people off. They didn't have money and they had to shut down the third floor of the jail. Well, Mike Johnson just made that, decision and saying I don't have the people, and so I'm going to have to, for the safety of my correctional officers, we're going to have to shut it down. So there's another 100 people we can't lock up.
So
which leads to the next question is, if tomorrow we had a jail that held 1,000 people, it wouldn't make any difference. Because we don't have the personnel.
There you go. So if you go to the post office, bring extra change.
No, it just means the evenings will get a little more exciting around Reddy.
I got to tell you, just when I thought they were really getting a handle on it.
And
I really thought that, I mean, I can see a difference. The chief and the sheriff are doing a good job on that.
Yeah.
On that. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm kind of bummed that we can't find anyone to go to work. But if they hang out long enough, people are going to go back to work. I mean, they have to. They can't live here on, you know, free money forever. You know, that's one thing Biden did was he made poor people poor again. Really. I mean, he has worked on that and done a good job. People are going to have to go back to work, or they're not going to be able to afford anything.
They can't afford
Think about it. They can't afford the gas. They can't afford all this stuff that was easily affordable while you know, his predecessor had brought prices down and everything and kind of set everything up for success. Then he shows up and then he gives everybody money. When you have those two things coming together, of course I'm not going to work. I wouldn't, you know, well, I won't say that because I continue working, but, you know, if I didn't have to, I wouldn't work.
Well, the thing is that the other thing that gets me is how Biden was and his whole administration were saying, it's not my fault that the gas prices are up.
Not true.
So as soon as they drop 10, 15 cents a gallon, then it's Biden saying, look what I did. Well, wait a minute. If it wasn't your fault, they went up. How could it be your fault?
They create the problem and they solve the problem.
Here's my favorite.
The
definition of a recession. We're in it, right?
No, we're not. Not according to
what?
The White House
there
and all
are some
their
positives there.
People.
There are some positives here. We need to narrative this thing to death. Oh, it'll be on every ABC, NBC, CBS, it'll be everywhere.
This is not a true recession.
So that three of the four people you see on the street will tell you, oh, no, we're not in a recession. No, we're not. We've got incredible job growth. No, you have incredible job openings. You do not have incredible employment growth.
And a lot of these were people that lost their jobs during the COVID fiasco.
Or chose not to work.
And they're running out of money.
And then now, you know, they're going back to the 20 million people that lost their jobs. So now, you know, it's just semantics. But when they say, you know, recession is two quarters in a row with negative growth. And then they're saying, well, but that's looking backwards. And look, our unemployment rate is low. And it's, you know, the whole thing is like, no, you can't say something one time and then change it.
No.
You just, because you've got a Democrat in power.
I think it's really something that, you know, you just got to teach critical thinking. You just got to teach critical thinking.
Yeah,
you know,
which right is now basically it's sense.
It's bait and switch. It's it was this, but now it's that. Oh, it was that. Oh, I didn't know that. So this is not
this
a real recession.
New.
No, it's a real recession. Like,
no, that gas doesn't cost you $4.85 a gallon. No, that's not true.
Well, actually, here, what is it? $5.40 something now?
No, it's under $5.
Is it under $5? Well, so yesterday,
unless you're driving a diesel.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
But here we go. I was in Tupelo, Mississippi yesterday morning, and I filled up for $3.63 a gallon.
Wow.
But
in Tupelo, Mississippi, that's horrible for them.
It is because, you know, standard when I'm there is somewhere around $1.95 to $2.03 a gallon.
Yeah.
So they're in the same situation as us.
Everybody is.
We're just high on the hog here in California, right?
Yeah. Hey, we got to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Owens is a proud sponsor of Red Colt 45's baseball. Owens provides top-quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Man Up with Perry Crimmins,
right on.
Ted Leidy, Carl Butt, and our guest, Mike Huber.
Parrish, why don't you hit me up with another of that
Oh, my
whiskey.
Gosh.
Come on, buddy. Don't.
Did you drink that already?
It's gone. I want another one. It's really
now,
good. That Heaven's Door.
This is called Heaven's Door. It's a rye whiskey made by
Bob Dylan Distillery.
Well, I don't
Bob
know.
Bob
right
Dylan.
Well,
Heaven's,
Bob, man.
Heaven's Door.
And,
yeah.
And with Bob Dylan, of course. Yeah. Bottled in Tennessee, distilled in Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's right across the border.
Right on. That's all good. So a lot of, like you said, a lot of stars are putting their name on stuff like that.
So what's going on, Teddy? I mean, okay, first of all, let me just brag about Ted here, okay?
What's happening?
Well, besides being just a great friend and a good guy, husband and a
Heron
wonderful
plays,
father,
everything.
Yeah. And all that, you know, and, you know, the traumatic brain injury really doesn't come out most of the time.
That's one thing I do not have.
Okay, I'm that's not something I should joke about. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too.
I am. I'm sorry I said that. Mm-hmm. But his business, Northern Firearms Instruction, he started on his kitchen table 15 years ago, has gotten to the point where a national firearms instruction company covers the entire nation, came to him, begged him on bended knee to be the instructor for them, and they've got all of the Sportsman's Warehouse, is it Cabela's?
Bass Pros.
Bass yeah. Pros, well, they're the same now, for the whole state. So yeah. Now, I sat in a Zoom meeting the other night with instructors from all over, and tell them what you're having to go through right now.
Well, so, although bad, you know, good problem to have. I'm not complaining for sure.
No. But you earned it.
Yeah, so we have to try to become authorized in, you know, L.A. County, Riverside County, Orange County. And I guess they've got hundreds of instructor packets that they can't get to and already hundreds of instructors that are authorized that they can hardly manage. So it's kind of a little bit of a problem.
With no standards, probably, like we have up here.
Well, no, we have standards up here.
No. I said we have standards here, but right. I'm sure in some of these other places, especially areas that don't have concealed carry, because they're, you know, it was just they didn't issue them.
Right. Well,
now,
that's where they're at.
Yeah.
That's where they're at. You know, they were to the point where they would, like, let's say, just say Los Angeles County, prides themselves on their strict standards, but they issued almost no CCWs for so long they didn't have to be very strict because guess what, you know,
there's nobody taking
the packet, right? So now that this whole CCW thing has blown up, now they're taking all these applications in, and I'm calling and begging and trying to, you know, left and right and trying to get an FI in there. It's very, very, very difficult. Not only have these applications through the roof, they have instructor applications through the roof, you know, because they just can't, and because they have to authorize you. So
but
here, the sheriff has always said, look, let me take a look at the curriculum. Let me look at the instructor. Let me look at the company. Okay, good. That sounds good. Go forth and prosper there. Like, hey, man, you guys are beating down our doors. We'll let you know when we get to them. So it is really, really plus trying to find good, you know, trying to find good instructors is difficult because everyone thinks they're a good instructor.
Yeah. And the other thing is everybody that we hire has to teach to our standards. It's like Patty, you know, the dive instructors that we taught to us in a mission the other night. Yep. We had to teach their curriculum to their standards and we couldn't deviate because once you start deviating from it, their insurance wouldn't cover you. So Ted is, you know, our curriculum here, which is covered, you know, with the, you know, having lawyers look at it, insurance companies looking at it. So our curriculum has to be adhered to, and when you hire some instructors who haven't had to do that, that just makes it a little bit tougher.
It
but
does make it
tough. It seems to me is that you would have a leg up on everybody if we have the contract to teach in Sportsman's and Cabela's and Bass Pros in your region there.
Yep.
We're the only ones that can teach there. Seems like that would be a leg up on getting.
Well, you would think so, but they don't look at it.
You would
like
think
that.
So.
Yeah, they're just not. You know,
they're making it as difficult as possible.
Well, I don't think they're making it difficult on purpose, because I'm here to tell you right now, I've talked to these people and they're like, hey, Ted, look, here's the thing. It's you and 100 others. Don't even know how I'm going to deal with you. Get me your packet down here. I'll put you in line. If it's not done exactly like I need it to be done, it's going to the back of the line, which is what I heard yesterday from LA County. And, you know, we'll see where this shakes out. In the meantime, we teach a lot of basic classes, you know, inside these stores. And we do some basic pistol orientations classes and things like that until we can get approved. But it's more challenging than I've ever had, a bigger challenge I've ever had in my life getting into a county, because, you know, we write a good curriculum. We have good instructors. We do what we're supposed to do. I mean, if it's a four-hour class, it's a four-hour class. If it's an eight-hour class, it's an eight-hour class. I mean, you know, and
what specifics that you have to accomplish.
Absolutely.
And you, as an instructor, have to demonstrate each one of these. Now, the other thing is that they haven't even gotten hit with it yet. Now that people realize that they can get a concealed carry permit, how many million people do you think in this state are going to want to take advantage of that?
I mean,
just think about that.
At least two.
2 million people, let's say. Mm-hmm. 2 million people are going to say, you know what? I want to be able to protect myself, especially when they're looking at what's happening with the DAs and people being released with no bail, all of these things that are happening. You know, the DA in San Francisco recalled. The DA in L.A., they're going after him, too, because of, you know, even their own DAs, the deputy DAs have turned on him.
But the damage is done. I mean, the damage is done. It'll take generations to fix San Francisco from all those poor policies.
And I'm sure the DOG kind of has their hands full. I got my I'm sorry letter, you know.
Oh yeah, you got your we all got our sorry. You know what I love about that letter? They're paying for you, Parrish. They're paying for your free credit monitoring for 3 years. Do not complain. It's the most you've ever gotten from the state, really.
Yeah.
Did you get your I'm sorry letter too?
Yeah, but I what are they're asking you?
Mike, did you get it? Did you get the letter?
Yeah. And I loved what they said. The sheriff said today about, or in the undersheriff, it's like, better be locked and loaded. Because we're letting all these people out this weekend. It's like, what?
Oh, it's nuts. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Let me finish my statement. It's not free.
No.
You're paying for it.
Yeah.
not to step on anybody's buzz, because, you know, just having, I kept the letter. It warms my heart when I get up in the morning before I shave. I hold it next to my chest and I cry a little. Because they're giving me something free finally.
Yeah. And in fact, you'll probably notice next time you renew, it might go up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Hey, before we go on break, we got just a few minutes. I want to tell you guys what I did for the past week prior to this. I have a very, very good friend who lives in Canyonville, Oregon, Kelly Molnar. Some of you might know him. Great patriot, freedom fighter, career Air Force. Then he went to work on the B-2 bomber, was one of the pioneers of the B-2 bomber and the first person ever to fly in them. And just a fantastic dude. Him and I and Frank Peek and Phil Joss and Brett Sager, Phil Joss and Brett Sager went to the Olympic Coast in Washington via the Cascades, went to St. Helens, Rainier, and we drove all the way up to the northwestern point of the Olympic Coast. Just had a great man up time on our Harleys, you know, and their Goldwings. I was the only Harley there. We had a Harley and Indian and three Goldwings. My good buddy Frank Peek from Idaho led the trip. He has captained it. He provided the maps and gave us our marching orders every day. And I mean, it was just like I was kind of in a little military organization, right? And he was an Army officer. He's an artillery officer. So I just want to say shout out to Frank and Kelly and Phil and Brett, and talk about what a great time I had, and
hopefully called the weather for you.
We all made it home safe. It was beautiful the whole time. Beautiful. Yeah. We never got a drop of rain, but it was nice and cool. I mean, in the morning you had to kind of layer up because it was cold.
You got no rain. It's
no rain. Yeah, all the way up the coast. We stayed right on the Puget Sound, right across from Seattle and all that area. So it was fun. They actually took Townsend Ferry and went back across and then went across the top of Washington, whereas Kelly and I went and caught I-5 and came home because I had class on Saturday in Davis. And so I got home on Friday, packed up my truck and head to Davis on Saturday morning.
You're in Idaho.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, it was fun.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, though. You know,
that's what you got to do, man. That's my job. You know, well, you guys have jobs. I have a job too.
This is life. You know, tomorrow's tomorrow, and if you have something you can do tomorrow, you better do it because the day after that, you might not have a chance.
That's exactly right. 100%. So,
let's go to break.
Let's go to Liam's break time.
It is break time.
All right, we'll be right back with Man Up.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Many parents are discovering that their children are being exposed to transgender transitioning without their knowledge. Parents in Pennsylvania and in California have filed federal lawsuits just for this reason. Pacific Justice Institute has helped countless parents who've had their rights violated.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabaña at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, La Cabaña serves traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates. Dine in or take out. La Cabaña, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The news from
Welcome back to Man Up with Carl Bott, Ted Leidy, and Perry Crimmins, and our guest Mike Huber. Okay.
You know what? I'm gonna pay someone on our next show to call in and argue with us about something. I just want to say, man the heck up!
Man up! Come on.
Maybe I'll have Ted Ogilvy call in.
Yeah. Oh, Ted. Ted was on the show the other day.
And oh, he was?
He was. Of course, Ted has Diamond Core Drilling. And
he's busy now, ain't he?
About a year and a half out, from what I understand. Yeah. But he said he wanted to come on to talk about Churn Creek Bottom. He says, I am being called out to homes in Churn Creek Bottom now because the acid canal is dry. And they need that canal to recharge their aquifers underneath it. So they've got 80-foot wells they've had for decades. They're starting to get turbidity in the water coming up. Or air, which means the water ain't there.
It's running out.
And
yeah.
And most of these wells are so old, they can't just go down and drill through them. They've got to drill it someplace else. But and they have to take it down. He says, if you take it down, some of them to 100, but others are going to have to go to 160. plenty of water then. But they're going through some, you know, it's just a matter of time. If they don't figure out something to do for next year, you can write it off. They're going to have to find ways to bring water in.
Well, I think one of the things you're going to do is just make it real expensive. I think they're going to meter us. Of course, they already meter us in town. They're just going to make that so expensive that you can't afford to do anything except live. And I think, honestly, if this continues, and I'm afraid to say it, I'm not going to say it, but they might meter those wells.
They're already talking about metering wells on a person's private property
that
they've had for decades and putting a meter on it and saying, well, you can have this much. But this is why you're starting to see cattle and horses being sold because they don't have water and hay and they can't, you know, because the grass is dying off totally and the cost of hay has become extremely expensive. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
One bale. I bought a bale of alfalfa for $30 with the veterans discount. It was $29.50.
You know, so here's the deal now is for the state. And we don't, when we say the state, it's people, we should cringe, right? If the state has anything to do with it. So obviously the ranches we have, they all have water. They have canals. They have had rights to these waters for hundreds of years, right?
Well, over 100 years, yeah.
Now the state's talking about eminent domain and taking that water and not allowing you to use it on your ground. It bypasses you, and what do you think they're going to do? They're going to sell it to somebody else down the line.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Sure they are. It's going to go to the cities.
That's one of the ranches that you work on, Perry? That's what's happening?
They already fly. If you see these helicopters around, they're flying looking for green where it doesn't belong. Other than the green that they don't care about, right?
The marijuana.
The other farmers that don't care about the water, you know.
Well, you know, it's not going to get better. And, you know, if you ever listen to the show in the morning, at least maybe twice a week, I'll talk about we don't do reclaim. We don't reclaim the water. And because for God knows what reason, we lose hundreds of millions of gallons of water every year. Maybe, you know, hundreds of millions of gallons because we don't recycle the water, reclaim the water, and use it in agriculture for watering yards, for, you know, your trees, for your animals. The water's good. People can drink it. It's just got a higher pH. Yeah. So
we should start that. Maybe that's the next
step. Well, see, if you're going to force people to put water, fire suppression systems in their homes and solar, then you ought to say you've got to have a reclaim. You've got to be able to reclaim your water, put it in a cistern, put it where it goes into, you know, another pipe that goes into a so you can use that for your watering.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, anyway.
But they don't want you. So there would have to be something that an agency was doing, right? Somehow trying to pick that up. I mean, that's a good idea as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, you remember in the military, we had things called ROPU systems.
Oh, yeah.
A ROPU system, you stick one end of the hose into the ocean, and it comes back, and it makes thousands of gallons of water, fresh, clean, pure water. And we use it for helping in emergency situations, like, you know, if we have to go in if there's an earthquake or anything like that. Or if we're in the field, now we have water. We don't have to worry about getting water from someplace else. And that's all, that's desalinization plants, you know, which is, as you've seen, they use in the Middle East everywhere. That's all the water they get.
Some places, that's the only water they have is from desalinization plants. I want to say big kudos to the Board of Supervisors who no-go'd the 166 homes development out by the Reading Gun Club. And I'm going to tell you this, Patrick Jones, I guess he manned up on them folks. I guess he told them I was the president of the Reading Gun Club at one point before we got kicked out when they were over off of Buena Ventura. He said, and I'm not going to let that happen again. Basically, I'm paraphrasing, of course. And I said, right on, Patrick. Good for you.
Well, we need a
vote. There's no water. You can't have water. We're talking about water. There's no water out there.
And, you know, it's a vote of thanks to every one of them. It was a 5-0 vote.
Absolutely.
Probably the first 5-0 vote they've had in a year.
Plus one to all of the supervisors.
That's right. And Joe Kameny came on the show on Monday and talked about it. Mm-hmm. And that was the big thing. It was not just the water, which is a huge problem right now. Mike Johnson also came out, Sheriff Mike Johnson said, I'm against this because it means I'm worried about emergency egress in case of a fire. And with all of these homes and, you know, very limited ways of getting out of there, plus the extra officers it's going to take to handle this. I mean, but the big thing was the water. So,
well, and I guess,
and you know as well as I do, if they did build it, the Redding Gun Club was on.
Oh yeah, we're
on the chopping
block. It's over, because what happens is the developer says, yeah, we have an agreement with the Redding Gun Club, which could be true or not. I mean, Carl and I both sit on the board, but you know, everything is really vague and ambiguous when you talk about developers and attorneys,
yeah,
and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, once he develops that and leaves, it's between us and the homeowners. It has anything to do with him. Any agreement that he had with the homeowners, that's all gone. We have to start over.
I will say that if they had asked me, the developers, I said, the first thing I would have said is change the name from Shasta Land or whatever it is of Beverly Hills LLC. Yeah. I'd get rid of the Beverly Hills right away.
Yeah, that's
that you know, when people go, oh, yeah. Beverly Hills.
Yeah, that doesn't belong north of the 42nd parallel.
I guess besides the developer's representative and their attorneys, I don't think there was anybody there supporting it.
No.
That's what I heard. Anyway, Mike Moffitt, our good friend Mike Moffitt, was there, and he said nobody. We all stood up and spoke against it. And there was nobody there to support it.
If you listen to their plan, it sounds feasible, because I did listen to it, what the developers were saying. It sounds feasible, but there's a long way between something sounding feasible and something working. So, yeah.
What do they call that in the vice presidential world? Word salad?
Yeah. Word salad, yeah.
Every plan's great till the first round goes downrange. So,
yeah. That is so true. But anyway, good for them, good for
them.
Us.
Yep.
You know, at least until we get some water and we can relook it. But there's no water right now, so I don't know what they think
bring it back, you know, after we've had water again. But then again, we just know that, okay, so remember, like, was it 4 years ago, 5 years ago, that when Lake Shasta was so low, and then in 1 year we filled it up?
Yeah.
So... anyway, there's a you brought a bourbon, and it's peanut butter flavored.
It's like dessert. It really is. It actually tastes as good as it smells.
I'm not saying anything, but Mike Huber was putting some of it behind his ears.
Uh-huh.
And they're like a...
he might have a date.
Not.
Huber?
No, I
a
don't.
Date? No. No, no, no. Not ever since the monkeypox.
Yeah. That wipes everything out.
Yeah, the monkeypox jacked it up for you. I totally get it. Yeah. Mike Huber, the most eligible bachelor in Shasta County.
It is. He
good
is. The
looking
guy's got,
race
the guy,
car driver.
The guy's got money. He's got cars. He's got everything.
Everyone, go,
ladies. Ladies.
Go to his social media page.
Give me a call.
Go to his social media
page. Give me a call.
Fill it up.
530-605-4567. Tonight or tomorrow, Liam, take down the numbers of the females,
all the ladies,
and
call.
I will call them back individually and give them Mike
Huber's number.
Phone number.
Yeah, or you, like you can message him. You know, I'm gonna take a picture of him right now and post it on my social media page.
There you go.
Hold on. Stand by, Mike. We're manning up here.
That's right. No,
look at me.
Take the L off your head.
Look at me. There we go. One,
there you go.
Two, and three. Oh, no, look at me again.
No, come
oh
on.
Yeah, that's good. I think.
Yeah. Start the list.
Oh no, that'll never work.
So.
And one more time. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
Right there.
Yeah, that'll attract them.
Yep. Call Huber, everybody. Mike Huber, Estate Granite Tile.
There you
if
go.
You can get by the, you know.
You just have
you
to
can
realize.
Get by the race cars and the razors and the.
And the dog.
And the dog.
Griffin
the dog. And
you
the,
know, the other thing is, and if you want to get married, call Mike.
No.
It'll take like
no,
a,
don't get, no.
It'll take 6 weeks.
Oh my goodness. Man up.
Okay. Okay, we got like 2 minutes left. So
okay.
Let's go around and let's start with Perry.
Perry.
Last 2 minutes.
Hunting season, man, is coming. And we're busy as heck. Deer season on Monday. Next Saturday, we start hunting elk on the coast with Roosevelt's.
Okay, let's just say. Just for hunting is your business. You're a guide. You hunt everywhere in the world.
Everywhere you want to go, any adventure you want. Just for hunting, www.justforhunting.com, or get me direct at 530-515-5682.
There you go.
And I'm not looking for a date.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
good
Mike,
idea.
Mike, it's your turn.
Mike Huber, State Granite. I am just actually looking forward to getting this.
A date?
Yeah.
We're getting a date. Okay, good. I'm glad. Call in, ladies. Let's go. Let's get this thing going.
Who opened up that can of worms?
In fact, Perry, Ted and I will pay for the dinner that night.
Yeah, we'll pay.
We'll pay for that.
But I have to attend. I want to go.
Oh yeah,
we're all gonna be sitting at the table next to you.
Mm. Oh, you know what? I love that you guys get to live vicariously through me. That's why I live.
Are you kidding? You are so boring.
Yeah, I got the videos of you. I love it, man. And you're going hunting in this.
That's right. Oh yeah,
on Somo's
place.
That's
why Perry.
Okay, yep. Ted.
Okay, one thing. SB 918 is going to change the renewal to 8 hours and the initial CCW to 16 hours. SB 918 went to appropriations on 6/29. We expect it to come out around 3 August and then go forward. I imagine it'll be signed sometime directly after that in late summer. If you need a renewal, well, we're doing a huge CCW weekend. That's our big weekend, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th of August. You can get a Zoom renewal. You can get a Zoom renewal. Go to US Gun Pro. We do Zoom renewal on Friday night, qualify Saturday morning. We're doing an 8-hour CCW on Saturday, a 12-hour CCW on Saturday, Sunday, and a 4-hour renewal class on Sunday, August 7th. Okay. USGunPro.com. Go sign up.
There you go.
Before